Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Man, I hear music. I hear all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, let's try to play some. Can you hear that? Can everybody hear that? Dustin, do you know the dance that goes with this song? Thought you were practicing it this morning.
You can start one now.
Do it. Damn, Rory said dance.
It happens every night.
He said not to dance.
And I ain't never met a
they call him Fireball. Did you know that?
No.
That's what I heard. Heard they call him Fireball.
The summer heat never treats me kind. It leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another
Clay's going to sing. Clay, sing. Clay.
This
there we go. I wish I had that on camera.
Name,
Clay Connor. Last Bassmaster Classic and singing the words to Biloxi Blues. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's my man. What are you all staring at?
Three good tires and
Miss K, you'll be on the mic. Uh-huh.
I could feel her looking at
just
you.
Oh, daggers. Low budget. We're really live in front of all of you here at the Bassmaster Classic 2024 Classic. This is what the fifth time we've done this. I think we started it in 2020.
Yeah, I believe
I can't
it is.
Count.
Yeah.
I went to county school, but I do think this is the fifth. This is the fourth live, like, concert live podcast tonight, and we skipped a year in Greenville, but we've done this every year.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
And for those of you that don't know this guy, he's my tag team wrestling partner, and then when we get in two-on-two basketball tournaments, this is my post player right here, Rory Herndon. Also, he's kind of the president,
yeah.
Kind of the big deal.
I'm known for low post position though.
he'll catch an alley-oop.
Yeah.
He'll slam it down. It's March Madness. It's topical.
That's right.
I like it. Rory Herndon, everybody, here in the Express Boats booth with all of you lowlifers. And we appreciate each and every one of you coming out. And if you see what this army of Express employees, they're leaned up on a new boat, the H-20 over here.
We're excited about this one, yeah.
This is
a niche that we've been known for a long time. I mean, we've got a good go-fast boat with a great fishing platform, but very affordable and still get the speed you expect out of an Express. So yeah, we're excited about this launch.
Going to be ready for a 175 Yamaha, right?
75.
See, I did my research,
yeah.
Rory. You know, nobody told me about this boat until I got here, but I came over here last night after the show closed and I pretended I was driving it for a while and just educated myself. So I'll be prepared for today because that's my commitment to the brand, really.
It's fun on the water. I mean, it's a lighter boat, and that 175 pushes that boat really well.
What are we talking top-end speed?
Man, you definitely get in the 60s.
Okay.
I don't want to say how far in the 60s, but you'll be impressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The H-20, when can all these lowlifers order one?
Yeah, so this is a new model for 2025. So as the 25 models start getting released, it'll be right there in the middle of the pack, and we see this being a really popular in our model lineup.
Well, so this event just a few years ago,
yeah,
we got to ride one of those trophies around on some sea deck and an Express and arena, and to go from really you guys were never even an exhibitor here.
No.
Me and Clay talk about this a lot, and
yeah,
and you guys had a vision and it all came together. You've got Elite Series trophies, you got MPFL trophies in the office now, you've got Bassmaster Classic trophies. And so you're continuing to add to the Bass lineup, and I think that's pretty cool.
I do too, and that's what, you know, we just saw a little bit of a hole in the lineup to where it's an opportunity for at a really good entry-level price that you can get a lot of the amenities, what you expect out of a bass boat. And so depending on what's important to you, we've got something lined up for all the fishermen.
No doubt about it. Now, there's a guy that's kind of been a part of this bass fishing swing that Express has made. Because you've been in business 1966,
yep,
building excitement since 1966 is what a bearded redneck from Tennessee likes to say week in and week out. But there's a redheaded fella,
yeah,
that's been a part of a lot of this growth.
No doubt.
I tell a story about him a lot, but I met him at a Bassmaster Classic. I was standing in a booth. You guys didn't have a booth. It was in Birmingham, Alabama. He walks up, says, "Hey, my name's Clay Connor." He had not been with Express long, and he says, "We're fixing to be heavily involved in the bass game." And I said, "Well, that's
good for you, you know,
like that." And then, man, you start seeing this climb.
You know, we've originally developed the Hyperlift hole in the late 80s, and so we've been the bass game for a long time, but Clay had a very clear vision of where he wanted to go with the competition side,
yes,
of bass fishing. And we've always been the mom and pop, you know, weekend fishermen of filling up the live well and knocking the sides off of a fish. And it was a new direction for us, you know, taking it to the competitive side. We knew we had a product that would do very well at it, and our vision of finding anglers that matched what Express Boats is about. True outdoorsmen, they love to hunt, they love to fish, they just love being around other outdoorsmen. And so getting the Lee Livesey's and Bill Lowen's guys on our team was a big part of our success. You know, we weren't necessarily looking to see who could bring home a trophy. We're seeing who met the profile of who looked like they're a part of our brand, and the success has just been icing on the cake.
It's been insane. But the reason we got to bring this young man up, this is his last Bassmaster Classic. Can we please give one of these to Mr. Clay Connor? And he's got a lot of his dear friends in this booth. And I think once you meet Clay, you're his friend, right?
Like you're his friend for life.
No doubt about it.
He doesn't forget a name or a face. And, just us being here today and the look and curb appeal of our product and our booth and the name in the professional bass fishing community was a vision of Clay. And you know, I've always been behind whatever Clay's vision is. We align a lot and just let him run with it, and he's done an amazing job. Yeah, so it's bittersweet. It's very sweet that we've come as far as we have in this industry, but you know, it's a phase of life, and seeing Clay go is gonna be a tough one around our office.
Listen, I don't know what I'm gonna do when he doesn't come. You know, the podcast comes out on Mondays. I don't know what I'm gonna do when he doesn't call me on Tuesday to yell at me about something I said that I shouldn't have said on Monday. You know, and he knew what he was getting into with me.
Yeah, I don't think there's many surprises there.
There's been times where I thought, oh, boy, you know, when I said something as I'm recording, I'm like, I'm going to hear from Clay tomorrow. And most of the time I did, but he's kept me in check. And, buddy, I appreciate you very much. I appreciate your vision and everything that's happened around here. So one more time for Clay Connor. And Rory, I think with that, we've got to get a guy. He's right over here. He's hiding out. He brought the first – I don't know where he's actually running away right now. And in case you're wondering, turtles are slow. They don't run fast, but he's running pretty quick right now. He brought the first blue trophy to Hot Springs, Arkansas, back to that Express lobby. Here he comes. He's been called recently a forward-facing sonar specialist. I don't know if you guys – loves it. He loves a minnow and a jig head. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Lowen. Give it, Roy Herndon, thank you so much. Hey, this is the guy that makes it all happen. Round of applause for him, too. He's the reason you can get, if you're 6'10", you can get your legs under an Express console, because they have to be able to be driven by him.
He was as tall as me sitting down.
I don't ever like to be seen side by side with Rory.
All right, what am I doing wrong here?
Oh, no. Did Rory break the headphone? I'm just kidding. Didn't happen. They spin around. They do some stuff. It's low budget, Bill. You've done this before.
Well, look, it's low budget. So if it is low budget. That means we don't have another one.
And I can't say that Clay has to buy it now if you break it, because he's not going to be here like Tuesday.
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Here, we're going to eat. Get that mic. Get up there so the folks at home
can hear
you.
So everybody
can hear
me? All right.
You can hear Billy a lot better now.
All right.
Clay Connor, what are you going to do without Clay yelling at you from now on? Because you were the first guy. You were the OG, the first Elite Series pro, the first national pro we saw with the X on your chest,
right,
at the jerseys,
right,
on the jersey on the Elite Series stage. So it was him that kind of led the way, and you were the first guy you reached out to. It's got to be pretty special.
It's been pretty special, truly blessed, you know. I always like to tell this story of I'm always going to remember this creepy redheaded guy jumping out of the bushes at Lake Cherokee saying, hey, Clay Connor
from Dustin?
Clay Connor from Express Boats, I'd like to talk to you about an opportunity. And I was like, well, we can't talk right here. We got to go talk over here. But, yeah, I was truly so blessed for Clay's vision and for the Rory and the family to, like, really jump on board and bring us all in. And, you know, I always say it's God puts people in your path for a reason. And I'll always be grateful to Clay for that vision and, like I said, for Rory and the family to invite us in, you know. We were just joking over there that you were talking about Clay, and, you know, once you get to meet him, you like him. And I said, you know, you either like Clay or you hate Clay. You know what I mean? It's like,
I didn't say that.
There's no in-betweens with that, you know. But, yeah, I'm going to be, like I said, grateful forever. It's going to be bittersweet, like Rory said, when he leaves. Whoever's taking that position is going to have some really big shoes to fill.
Oh, I'm here to announce. Yeah. That's me. I'm unemployed.
All right.
So, yeah. That's an announcement. Thanks to Express. I'm the new pro staff director. So, I'm giving myself 7 boats a year. It's a pretty big deal.
Nice.
Oh, we're cutting back budgets next year.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
But
we don't like forward-facing sonar. So.
That's right. It's been amazing. Like I said, I've always kind of prided myself on being involved with companies that have that family atmosphere.
For sure.
That's exactly what we got here.
Oh, no doubt. When you won at Pickwick, and I remember we did an episode, me, you, and Clay, you were at the office, but just their excitement level that you got that blue trophy on the front deck of that Express was I was a part of the Express family. That was really, really cool moment, man.
You know, and it was cool to drive, you know, they had like a good job deal at, you know what I mean, like
at the plant,
and it was the whole plant was there, and it was cool not only to see the excitement within Express, but even the employees, you know, they say, hey, I think they see pride in that what they're building is being able to come out here and compete on a professional level, and at the end of the day, that's something pretty special.
Well, and seeing what that end product's capable of when it's coming down the line where it ends up going is pretty neat.
Absolutely, and like I said, just for to see how proud everybody was, you know, and I typically always tell this story, you know, when before I first even got with Express, I went to the plant to do a tour, right? And Rory said, hey, let's just go out back and walk around, right? And what impressed me about Rory and that group of people there was it didn't matter if somebody was building a boat or putting a trolling motor on or taking the trash out, Rory knew who they were.
No doubt.
I mean, and in today's day and age, that's something to get lost.
Listen, corporate is a bad word around house, and there's nothing corporate about Express Boats, and it is truly a family business since 1966, man.
Yeah.
All right, these lowlifers out here. Well, I gotta poke you a little bit, Billy. I got to.
Bear.
I can't help it. It's low budget life.
Right.
You know, we can talk nice about Clay and Rory all day. That's not what these people are here for. Let's talk about the sport, Bill. Let's talk about because, listen. Obviously, you know me well, and I am an opinionated guy. I like it. I like what we're seeing right now that guys are willing to speak their mind, because I do feel like in this sport, at times, everybody feels like they have to kind of be PC. You know what I mean? Not buck the system, so to speak, right? But you've been a guy, when the big split happened, you stuck to your guns, you stayed at home with Bass, right?
Absolutely.
Gladly, you've been there. But you've been very outspoken on the forward-facing sonar deal. And listen, anybody that keeps up with Bill Lowen knows your fishing style. You're a river rat. That's what you like to do. Where do you think we're headed with all this?
You know, that's like the million-dollar question right now. And honestly, I hate to talk about the subject because you either get crucified or you get loved, right?
Three dangerous letters, right?
FFS. It's hard for us to kind of look and see where we're heading in the future. But just to talk inside the industry, because we talk to everybody in the industry, I don't know if it's good or if it's bad. You know, I see the goods and I see the bads. I see the goods of that we're introducing new life into the sport. But with that being said, we're also losing what the sport was intended to be played like. You know, I've always prided myself on being able to learn new techniques, seasonal patterns, weather changes, water rising, water falling. And this technology has kind of eliminated that. Doesn't matter what the conditions are. You still got to find the fish. Yeah, you still got to make him bite when you find him. But it's, and I'll use this for example, you and I are going to have a flipping competition.
No, we're not, because you're going to win.
Absolutely.
No, you're going to win. I'm not going to do that.
We're going to put a bucket out there at 20 yards, and you and I are going to pitch in it. Whoever gets the most pitches in the bucket is going to win $100,000, okay?
Bill Lowen's going to win that. Spoiler alert.
But I got to wear a blindfold, okay? And you don't get to.
This is getting weird.
Well, that's kind of how I look at a piece of equipment that's giving us the ability to throw at a fish 100% of the time. I say I'm fishing for a fish, and you're fishing at a fish. So
so you don't do it at all. You're not John Cox in it, though, out there, because doesn't even have
John
it on the
Cox
boat.
John Cox just said, the heck with it.
Yeah, this year.
It almost makes you feel like you are being forced. I mean, look, let's face it. Nobody in this room can argue with us that it's a dominant technique. I mean, it is dominating. Every event this year has been won, except for one, to my knowledge, on the professional level. So that's pretty dominant.
So at the pro level, because I've seen you make some posts, you made some comments that it doesn't belong at the pro level. What's that happy medium? Do we see a day where a bass goes, okay, we're going to allow you to use it in four events, and we're going to not allow you in the other three, and then next year we're going to invert it so everybody gets their way? I mean, what – because I personally don't think it's going anywhere, right? I mean, for a lot of different reasons, and I think we can talk that – I talk – you know, it gives me a lot to talk about on the podcast. I talk about this at length on a weekly basis, but so I really don't feel like it's going anywhere. I think you'll see them limit it. But do you think that would be – would you be happy with that if they came to you and they said, Bill, next year they can only use it in half the events, they can't use it in the others?
I think that would be great, because I don't think that Angler of the Year should be won by such a dominant piece of equipment. So if we were to do 4 and 4 or 4 and 5, however that would equal out, I think you would get to be able to, an angler could showcase his natural ability across the board. If a guy is just a straight up forward facing sonar guy, he's going to struggle on a flipping competition, and vice versa. So that would definitely equal out the playing field. But when I look at things like this, I look at the big giant picture. Not only like, oh, well, how am I going to benefit from it, or how are you going to benefit from it? I look at it at the whole big picture. And I'm a big waterfowl hunter and a big deer hunter and things like that. So I look at, this technology has given us the ability to target a fish that we've never been able to target before, unless we just accidentally kind of did it, right? So Mother Nature created a bass to be able to do what he does. That fish hangs out there in the middle, chases bait, recuperates, survives. When it's time for reproduction, they swim up shallow where we all love them to be, right? They do their deal and they swim back out there. That Mother Nature give that fish the ability to get out there and protect itself. It's no different as a waterfowl hunter. We have waterfowl resting zones, okay? We do that so the waterfowl on their migration, we don't interrupt that. It gives them a place to rest, they can do their deal. They can make their migration, then go back north and lay their eggs. Bass fishing is no different. You know, I'm sure that I heard the muskie tour eliminated that because they were giving guys the ability to catch those big muskie that were sitting up high in the water column, sunning themselves to incubate their eggs. Okay, so we've got a piece of equipment that has given us the ability to catch that fish that maybe we shouldn't be catching. You know what I mean? So, like I said, when I think about this, I think about the big picture. You know, I think about if we keep targeting that fish, are we going to have areas that maybe are no fish zones in the future? You know what I mean? That we can't fish because...
Some like regulatory type stuff.
Absolutely. So I think there's a lot of things we got to think about.
But let me ask you this, though, because Jesse Wiggins said this on this podcast, and this made me laugh. And I say this in a joking way, but so we can't fish for them when they're out there roaming around, but we can beat the brakes off of them when they get on the bank. Shallow bass lives do not matter. That's the part of the argument. I'm like, well, if they get up on the bank, I'll catch 100 of them jokers if they get up there where I can catch them. But it's not okay to catch them when they're out there.
That typically only happens for a small window.
That's
every
true.
Year.
You do have windows. And with
small window,
with forward facing, you can catch them out there 12 months out of the year.
12 months out of the year, regardless of the condition.
Yeah, Jesse said that on this show, and I really laughed hard because he's like the shallow ones don't matter.
I think at the end of the day, what it all boils down to is we just need to look at the big picture and what it's going to do for the future.
Well, and I do appreciate you saying it from the standpoint of a conservation thing, because I think I see all these people saying it's ruining the sport. I don't see a lot of negative comments about what it's doing to the fish.
Right.
Everything's about the sport or the techniques being used or whatever. It's not about the resource.
Well, it gives us the ability to target the biggest fish in the body of water that we're fishing. You know, it'd be like us targeting every big buck on our property. You know?
Oh, I'd do that. Listen, well, dude, if you told me I could set up like landmines to get those, I would do that. See, I'm that guy.
That's why all them bucks you shoot are little.
Bill Lowen, everybody. Billy Lowen. I knew that would be fun right there. Bill Lowen, great point of view. And he is right. Like, it's a polarizing topic right now. Up next, I think we got a guy sneaking up here. I see him. Are you next on my list? Come on.
Am I on the list?
I think you're on the list. Doug Miller from Gros Savon coming in hot. You don't have any forward-facing sonar. I got Billy wound up. I knew I was going to, and I did that on purpose.
Gros Savon is the place when you turn forward-facing sonar on, there's always a fish looking back at you.
I was going to say, no, Gros Savon's the place where you don't turn it on because you don't have to have it.
It gives you a screen overload. Too many in front of you to look at.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Make your eyes cross and make you seasick.
That's right.
How are things at Gros Savon?
We're rocking
and rolling like always?
Yep, rocking and rolling. Bass fishing's full swing right now. Catching a few redfish. So
do you want to give away a free trip on the podcast or anything? I'm just joking. I didn't clear that with anybody. That made Doug really nervous. I wanted the free trip to Gros Savon. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, a free trip to Gros Savon.
If we do, it might have to be the Luke Duncan version where we scale back to cooking and do chicken tenders for the Duncan boys.
Yes. Listen, I can swing that. I have to tell this story on Doug, and I may have told it on the podcast before. Probably. I say a lot of the same stuff over and over and over. But my boys, we drove 12 hours to Gros Savon from my house, and they have a fantastic chef down there, Chef Matt. Shout out Chef Matt. He'll hook you up. You will leave absolutely fat and happy when you go to Gros Savon. But I tell my boys, they're very picky eaters. And I'm like, now listen, you're going to eat what they cook. You're not going to be picky when you get down there. We get there, and they got this amazing shrimp. And my boys are like looking at it like kind of funny. Uncle Doug says, you boys want some chicken tenders? I said, Doug, no. For 12 hours, I've yelled at these Duncan boys. And then Chef Matt's wife, what do you boys want for dessert? They cater to you down there, but I blame Doug. My picky eaters got to still be picky eaters.
Hey, we got to take care of the Duncan boys.
the Duncan boys, Ryder and Hudson. They want to go to Gros Savon every week. You can't take them to like Pickwick because there are no bass. You have to go to Gros Savon. Real quick, we're losing this guy in this industry, Clay Connor. I would not know you if it was not for this guy. He runs around with some good folks, and his Last Bassmaster Classic is kind of it's weird, to say the least.
Every now and then in life, you run across a person that's just one of a kind, and he certainly is. And he's been such an inspiration to me, and he's helped us at Gros Savon, and just can't say enough good things about Clay. He brought Express and Gros Savon together and got to meet the Herndon family, and it's been a great relationship. Just really excited to be part of the Express family. And he even kicked my modeling career off, too, so I got to give him credit for that. I haven't got paid for any of it yet. But,
GQ Doug.
I've showed up in a few strange magazines here and there.
Hang on a second. Trivia. What strange magazines, to win an Express hat, what strange magazines has Doug Miller showed up in?
Well,
do you have a code name, like Mike Honcho?
I might have to start an OnlyFans page, man.
OnlyFans?
But we love our clay.
We do love us some CC. Yeah. We love Gros Savon. Tell the folks where they can, if they're going to book a trip, when's the prime time to come and how do they need to do it?
It's always a prime time at Gros Savon. Depends on what you want to do. Bass fishing's kicked off right now. The spawn's actually about to wrap up. We've had fish spawning since February. But as the summer progresses, bass fishing's always good. Redfish, speckled trout, and flounder will start biting as the summer progresses. Then September's a big month. Alligator season starts. We catch about 400 alligators in 10 days. Then we move straight into teal season, do our cast and blast, fish a little bit in October, and then back to duck hunting. And then January starts all over, and that's the GS365 cycle.
Well, listen, it lives up to the hype. I've been there twice, been fortunate enough to go. Thanks, Clay Connor drug me down there the first time, and then I begged. Doug made the mistake of saying, hey, if you'd like to come down here with your boys sometime, just let me know. And I called him every day for like 6 months, and he's like, okay, you can sleep in the parking lot and go fish off the bank. So we went and did that, and it's a very, very special place. Buddy, I appreciate you, as always.
Thanks,
Doug Miller, everybody. Gros Savant, go there. Go there. I got to talk to this fella right here about a couple things.
Let's roll.
The man, the myth, the legend from Pratco, Chad Warner.
What's up, buddy? How are you, Luke?
Man, I am doing fantastic. I'm proud to have you. I know you know this fella, too.
Old Red?
Very well. Old Red. I've seen you on camera with Old Red a few times.
Yeah.
Going to spook at Gros Savant.
Getting
some spook bites down there and some pad crasher bites.
I was going to throw a plug out to Gross. If you guys have not been there to Gros Savant, you got to take the trip down there. It's absolutely epic. If you like largemouth, Florida strain, if you like big reds, you can do that. We just had a couple guys that won a trip that they provided at the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Sent those guys down there. Picture after picture, just huge smiles. Reds, largemouth. Yeah, they had an epic time.
And you're going to eat.
Yeah, you're going to eat.
And you're going to eat while you're there.
Yeah.
All right, I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Bill Lowen, the forward-facing sonar deal. You are in the tackle world with Pratco. You guys make everything from the Christie forward-facing sonar minnow
to the
Christie critters to the covert spinnerbaits. I hear a lot from people in the tackle world. It is changing things, right? Like
100%.
We see a lot of the jig head minnow.
100%.
Tackle sales-wise, not to get too deep into your business.
But Let's go.
But is it impacting that? Because I see those comments a lot. I see the I see some videos of the folks that are very, you know, they have a strong opposition to it. I won't say them by name because if you say it three times, like Beetlejuice, they pop up.
Right.
So I'm not going to say his name. But they're like, oh, it's killing the tackle industry. From the tackle industry, what's it doing?
No, it's not killing the tackle industry. It's opened up in a whole other category for the industry. For the tackle industry, you know, and we're going to continue to focus on that. I told some guys 2 years ago, I'm like, look, if you're not making baits right now, 2 years ago from forward-facing sonar, you're behind, and legit, you're behind. And so it's just opening up another category for us to figure out how to catch those fish, you know, and we're planning on baits already out for 2025 and 2026 that's evolving from what's happening right now with forward-facing sonar. You know, I'm a shallow water guy on an X19. Absolutely love the boat. It's a rocket ship. It drafts shallow. It's agile like a Ferrari because I live on the Arkansas River, and that's the way I fish. But I will go up to 10-killer and fish forward-facing sonar because I like to eat and I like to catch crappie. So that bite, I mean, that shallow bite's going to be there. I mean, we're seeing it out here today. There's still
going to
be some options, you know, and I'm going to say this. I get tired of looking at a screen, too. You know what I mean? But it's still a fun bite. But I like to feel that number five Colorado thump of a covert.
And then go slack.
Those fish act like they ain't seen a bait in years, and they just smack it. So that's going to be there. Is it changing the way the sales are? Yeah, it's changing for sure.
But it's just a shift, right?
It's like just a
tackle sales aren't less. It's just a shift in techniques things.
Yep.
That forward-facing sonar minnow, of course, it's kind of like that that Express boat got the classic win. That forward-facing sonar minnow came out at kind of a pivotal time as well. So you got a classic winning bait. What does that do sales-wise? I mean, I'm sure it's like we always hear, but it's got to be just meteoric.
Yeah,
right?
it was tremendous. You know, it was in 21. Jason won on that minnow, throwing a jig as well, a War Eagle jig. And what it did is we weren't the first, obviously. You know, you had the Damiki rig and whatever you want to call it out there doing.
Minner.
That's
just
it.
A minner.
But Jason and that technique and what he figured out at 10-killer helped propel that bait and that 3-inch minnow. And it opened up a whole nother avenue or area of fishing that wasn't really tapped into. And so we saw the spike, and we were able to call it a sonar minnow because we have that trademarked under Hedden since 1957 with the old blade bait.
Old sonar.
So it was one of those things we were able to capitalize on that. And, you know, we bought the 4 and the 5-inch this year, and then we got some stuff coming for next year, too.
Okay, what's coming? Just tell
good
us.
Stuff,
come on. Good stuff,
good
okay.
stuff. Good stuff.
It's an announcement about announcement.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, let's give something away while you're
right
up there.
On.
We've got a Lee Livesey. This man's in the top 10 in the classic. Lee Livesey signed Express hat. All right, this man's with Pratco. What kind of Pratco question, Chad? What can we ask these folks and see if somebody can get a trivia question right to win? I mean, you could have a classic champ hat. I've not looked at Bass Track today. You may be in 37th place. I'm not sure. I just know he was up there yesterday.
Hey, listen, we'll throw in a full sonar minnow package, too. Every color,
every
size.
Don't get carried away. Give me that.
Every size.
I need more minners.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you have one with you?
In the booth.
Come by the booth.
Yeah,
okay.
10-19.
So you're going to get an Express hat signed by Lee Livesey and a full sonar minnow kit.
That's it. Yeah. So
you'll be ready to go.
No Google.
What if Bill Lowen wins this? How mad is Bill going to be if he wins some sonar minnows?
Hook him up. So here's the question. What is the oldest brand that Pradco Outdoor Brands own?
Oldest brand?
Oldest brand.
I think I know the answer, but I'm not. What?
What'd they say? Somebody said Hedden. That's a winner right,
here.
Right there. That's
Hedden,
it.
Come
That's
on.
That's it.
With
there you go.
Right here.
The old spook, baby.
The OG.
The OG.
I should have known it would be you. Come by the booth.
Yeah. I got
you. Where's the booth located?
1019.
1019. Come to 1019.
Down and to the left.
Tell them I sent you.
Right on, Temple.
Absolutely. Let's give away something else. Let's give away another Express. This is not signed.
Am I going to have to think of another question?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, we've got things to give away. Let's see. I'm trying to think of a hidden question.
Hey, how about this? We'll include the full line of the Covert Finesse spinnerbait. We released it last year.
Dude,
deal?
I want to answer.
Now, I don't have that here. We'll have to ship it, but I have no
this
problem.
This is getting really complicated for Low Budget Live. I love it.
Come on.
We're going to don't. Hey, if you need me to ship something, you're in trouble,
buddy.
I got you. Okay. Chad, let's go. What question? What are we thinking?
What does Pradco stand for? It's an acronym.
You're not allowed.
Pradco.
Josh Butts, do you know the answer, Josh Butts? Pradco?
Stop Googling.
He's watching YouTube. He's watching me on YouTube.
If no one knows, I'll throw out another question.
I don't think anybody knows. Nobody ran up to answer that one. Rory, do you know? He didn't hear. What's the latest brand added?
So what is the newest?
Yeah,
what is the newest brand that was at? Say it again. We just acquired. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the sound effects. Yeah,
we just acquired one last year. Who said that? That's it. GLF, Great Lakes Finesse. It's a hyper finesse. Hyper Finesse smallmouth brand. It was started by Dan Miguel out of Canada. Line of soft plastics, a line of terminal, top notch. It's already got wins on the top top level.
Very cool line of baits.
Yeah, and Luke was throwing it at Toledo a little 2.75 inch bait catching 9-pounder on it. Yeah,
not bad. Not a bad advertisement either.
It's a sweet brand.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You got to check that out. It's over at 1019.
A lot of good things happening over there. Listen, I appreciate you very much joining me. First time on Low Budget Live.
We'll do it again.
We'll have to do it again for sure.
Thanks, Luke.
Chad Warner, everybody, giving away the goods. I got stick. What do we have? We got some Baitworks. Of course, Baitworks, you can use code Duncan-10 at Baitworks. It doesn't work in their booth, I don't think. But we got goodies. Stick, let's throw them out. What was that? What'd you drop?
Brought samples so we
you can't throw a jig. Stick's gonna throw a jig without a skirt at somebody, and they're gonna. What are we giving away, Stick? Tell them
we have jigs and
talking to the microphone. They're not gonna be able to hear you. Oh man, you're missing Bobby. Between you and Bill Lowen with the headphones. So we have LOB jigs. Don't ask what that stands for because there are children around. Stands for lots of bites.
Yes, we have some LOB jigs to give away, and I even have some of your new color that we're releasing this week.
Yeah, Rooster. So this guy's been in my corner for a long time. He actually was the brainchild behind this. We want to make this jig. He made it happen. When I call him and I have a crazy color idea and I tie one up in the garage, he's the guy that puts it together. He's the man. And the finer than frog hair skirt has turned out good, and folks been buying them over there in the Baitworks booth.
Yes, they have, and we're the only people that are using this 3-aught special trocar hook that you wanted in there.
Do I cause extra stress in your life, Stick? I just have to ask that, put you on the spot when I call and go, hey, we need this with this many strands, and the hook's got to be like this, and the head's got to be like this?
That's just another normal day at the office.
Okay. With me. All right, what? Ask them a trivia question, and we'll get the jig. You've got a lot of jigs. We just need to throw those out. I need like a jig cannon, like a T-shirt cannon. Clay, I know this is your last classic. Do you have anything left in the marketing budget to buy me a cannon, like a T-shirt cannon I can shoot jigs out of? Run that by Rory before you leave Tuesday? Next year? Okay. Thank you, buddy. He's going to have two. What's a Baitworks trivia question we can ask to get the party started, and then we're just going to throw them out? Pandemonium.
Let's do an LOB question.
An LOB question? Okay.
How many colors of the LOB jig are there?
How many colors in the LOB jig? I don't even know, to be honest, to be fair. Y'all are just getting crazy now. You're just yelling out random numbers. How many? Eight. Eight is correct. Who said eight? Who said? Was it Josh Butts? He's probably Googling. I know Josh Butts is Googling. Here's the new one. Hit Josh Butts with that one and then throw him a package one, too.
Here, there's the package for that one.
We appreciate the folks at Baitworks Stick. Go throw some of those out to these fine folks that put up with us this afternoon. He's got a Baitworks. One more trivia question for the T-shirt. That's premium stuff right there. I got one. Who is the Missouri legend that you guys make a Baitworks makes a signature series jig for a family in Missouri, Jig Fishing Legends, and they're the legend series, right?
Yes.
Hibden, who got it first? Right here? Baitworks shirt right there. See, I need a cannon. Think how cool this would be. Just
yeah,
right here.
That would be awesome. To
T-shirt
have a cannon.
Right there. Give it up for Stick, the one and only Stick. The LOB King Stick. Throw them out to the folks, or don't throw them. Probably that might be Rory might not like that. I don't know if HR's here, but I don't know that we need to throw jigs at anybody. Give them out. I like it. Just pass them around to the lowlifers. They hear me run my mouth about it enough. Let them try them. And ladies and gentlemen, last but not least on this Low Budget Live, bring this man up. He is not only he's kind of the opposite of Bill Lowen. An electronics fan, electronics expert, an MPFL pro, a former college angler, works for Low Rants. I told him I was going to say it like that. Mike Corbishley, I'll let you get those on so you can actually hear in this loud room.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Mikey? How
What's
are you,
going
buddy?
On? That's funny. Opposite of Bill Lowen. No, man, I grew up looking up to guys like Bill flipping a jig. Like, love it. Love
yeah,
it.
No doubt about it. And you do it all. Like, we see it on the MPFL. You've had a lot of success in the last couple of years with us, and we see you off the bank, and we see you on the bank. So it is the hot topic, though.
Yeah.
And you do work for an electronics company. So I feel like, you know, you may be a little biased.
Of course. I'm a little bit biased, no
what?
Doubt.
So I'll ask you this. I won't even ask your opinion because I think everybody's going to know what your opinion is on the forward-facing sonar stuff. Yeah. But what's the number one question you get? Like at shows like this, when people walk up about forward-facing sonar, they're talking about active target, what do they ask Mike Corbishley? What do you get the most?
Man, I don't know. It's all I talk about all day just because we get so many
So it
questions.
Is just
settings.
Nonstop.
Yeah, settings and stuff like that. Like, what are your settings? What do you do? You know, how do you see more fish? And, like, I think there's a lot of people, a lot of misconception and frustration around it. And a lot of it's just people haven't really spent the time learning it. Like, and I'm guilty of it. Like, man, right now, I want to go flip bushes in 6 inches of water.
Right, be on the bank. Yeah.
Like, you know, but at the same time, it's like, hey, if a tournament's going to get one out in the middle of the lake, whether it's a brush pile, stumps, rock, whatever, or if you're just putting the trolling motor on 100, throwing a jig head minnow at them. I mean, like, you kind of at the end of the day, like, when you're fishing tournaments, you kind of just have to do whatever you have to do. And it's not, sometimes it's not what you like, but man, I don't know. I don't even know if I answered your question.
No, it is definitely an interesting time in the sport,
yeah.
to say the very least. And like Bill said, no matter which side of it you're on or even in the middle, I get yelled at, and I'm in the middle. I make funny videos on Instagram and get yelled at because people take them too personal and all that kind of stuff. But I got to ask you this. You're in sales for Lowrance. You go around to boat builders like
That's
Express
right.
and all, and
yep.
But you also, like, does it help you? Because in my experience with TH Marine back in the day, when I'm fishing the tour, they like to talk about that, right? Like, you're actually using the product. So do you think that helps you because you're out there in the MPFL, you're competing at that high level fishing for big money?
I think so. You know, I used to kind of keep me up at night. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of worry about what people think. You know what I mean? Like, wondering
like
what people think.
Hey, you're messing around. You're taking off work, and I may need you.
Man.
Yeah,
because we work so hard. You know, like, and you're in the same position, like with TH Marine and stuff like that. Like,
who?
You were.
Did you say Southern Boating Spot? Continue.
Yeah, well, now Southern Boating, whatever. You were there forever. But, I mean, seriously, like, you know, like, I was talking to actually somebody about this yesterday, but, like, the guys I grew up looking up to were people like a John Cruise or, like, guys in the industry who, like,
did both.
Like Britt Myers, yeah. Like, you know, guys who were able to do both, like balance and professional, like, you know, like I'm the working man, like, you know, Bass hates the working man, whatever.
It's shame kinda, on you, Bass. MPFL doesn't hate
that's
the
right,
man.
MPFL does not. No.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the social media comments. But, yeah, the reality of it is like, yeah, it's fun, man. Like, my work meetings consist of, like, 90% talking about bass fishing and 10% talking about, okay, let's get stuff done.
Let's try to sell you a product, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, we were talking about Clay Connor earlier. Like, Clay, he's probably the reason I'm sitting up here. Clay, we were sitting in a meeting room, and the first meeting I think we had together, it was at Express like 6-7 years ago, and Clay brought up, he was like, I want to test you on our product. Like, I want to see what you know. Like, before we even got into anything related, right, he's like, I want to see what you know. And I don't think he knew how involved I was in fishing at the time or anything. He was like, what's different about our boats? So I tell him, you know, the hyperlift hole, original hyperlift hole, whatever.
You did some homework.
I did, yeah, I'm in sales, you know. And he said, okay, how many pros do we have on the Elite Series? And I was like, at the time, I was like, 4? And I think it was the right, I got the answer right. But the point was, is
did he buy
like,
anything?
Okay, now let's talk business. Like, he's, you know, he quizzes you. So I'm involved, man. That's my whole, that's all I do.
But when it is, and working in the industry, when you grow up wanting to be a bass pro and a tournament fisherman, it is cool to be able to make a living and be able to do both. Because it's very tricky to just, like, my hat's off to the guys that can make it work just fishing, but it's not easy.
Oh, for sure.
They make it look easy. There's a very small percentage of them that actually make a living with a rod and reel, right? I mean, that's just it's a cliche saying, but it is. It's very true. So to be able to – you and I are, you know, 12-year-old us.
Yep.
I have to pinch myself all the time. I get to commentate you guys on the MPFL. I get to do this for all these fine folks each and every week. Mm-hmm. You get to sell depth finders.
That's it, man. Talking about facing sonar and how it's the devil.
May or may not be starting a new company. We're going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. But SBS. You're here to announce you're going to work for us, right?
I'm
just kidding.
So.
Lance is right over there. That's a joke. It's a joke. If anybody from Brunswick's listening, they're probably not. That's a joke.
No. Sorry, but I will come to your thing tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'll say that joke again tonight when people are having drinks.
Yeah. There we
It'll go.
It'll
go over better. I appreciate you stopping by, dude.
Absolutely.
Clay told me you were coming, and I said there aren't many folks that I would rather talk to. You represent the MPFL well, you represent Lawrence well, and I appreciate
thanks,
proud to call you a friend.
Absolutely.
Mike Corbishley, everybody, MPFL Pro, Lawrence.
Thank you guys.
Not going to work for Southern Boating Supply. Cool your jets, Lawrence. Not stealing your people. All right, I appreciate each and every one of y'all hanging around. We got a few more hats to give away. If you can tell me, if you can come right here and tell me one of the things that I say in my Express ad read weekly, you get an Express hat. Just one of the things. And I know what I say because I'm like, I say it every week. 30 seconds. Can you think? I see somebody. He's say one thing that I say, you win an Express hat. Come right here. In my Express ad read. Nobody, you fast forward through the ad reads? You apparently listened to be here. You got the answer. Hang the banner, he says, right there. See? There you go. I knew it would happen. Hang the banner. Okay, we got how many more? We got two more. Somebody else tell me something. Actually, come here. He just dipped out on me. He's hiding. You've got plenty of Express hats. He's hiding from me. He didn't want an Express hat. Let's see. Another trivia question. How tall is Rory Herndon? Who had that? I feel like that had... Who? Right here? 6'10", right? 6'9", that's close enough. Express hat. Make him sign it. Make him sign that Express hat. One more. How tall is Reagan from Express? There's an answer coming from the back. 4'1". So sorry. I'm getting a text from Clay. I do. We have somebody waiting in the wings that I didn't know. Where is he at? Lucas King from Yamaha. I was just told that. Where's Lucas? Did Lucas leave? He left. He didn't want to be on the microphone, Clay. Clay Connor, would you like to say something at your last Bassmaster Classic? Clay Connor. Clay Connor. Yes. Come on, Clay. Come on, Clay. Come on. Come on. There's only one way to end this. No, this is there was only one way. Love you, buddy. Clay Connor, everybody. So, will you come back to the Bassmaster Classic and just walk around and hang out, or are you just you fixing to disappear into the ether? What's the plans? Let's talk about retirement. That must feel pretty good.
This is no Aaron Rodgers deal. I'm not coming back.
Don't get any ideas. You're not going to
no
we're
other
going to see you wearing
okay. No other teams.
Not
no.
going to see you wearing another logo.
Nope,
okay.
Nope. It's been such an incredible experience with the Herndon family and. All of our teammates here and what we have created collectively. There's truly not one person. This has been just an awesome team, and we have truly changed the paradigm at the highest competitive level of bass fishing.
No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Well, tell us what's next, though. We got some fly fishing, some duck killing.
All that is great opportunities, you know. So
trying to. Hoping that Miss Pam doesn't want you to get a job, so you when you start driving her, she may or may not have told me earlier that she doesn't know how she's going to handle a jobless Clay. That's what she told me. She says she doesn't know how that's going to work.
First and foremost, that's the solution, not the problem. So I'll
amen to that.
I'll start with that definitely. And I want to do a little fishing. I want to do the stuff that we've been talking about.
Absolutely. I think some Montana in the future, definitely some duck hunting in the future.
Well, we bought a motor home and Doug Miller.
There you go.
Doug Miller's a little nervous that I'm going to park in his front.
I know that thing's going to be in the parking lot at Gros Savant. He's probably more nervous that I'm going to be with you because I really like being down there.
Well, we've got to figure out where we're going to put the hose, if you know what I'm talking about. So,
Cousin Idiot.
Yeah,
going to Cousin Idiot down at Gros Savant. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you letting me be a part of the Express family. We talked about it for a long time before we actually put it on paper and made it happen. I've known you guys for a long time. I always felt like I was a part of the family, but to officially be a part of this journey, I came in at the right time when all the big fireworks started going off, the big trophy started happening, and it's been an honor. It's an honor for me to get to say building excitement since 1966 on every single episode of this that these lowlifers listen to each and every week, and I appreciate you very much, buddy, and you will be missed. Listen, I've said this to you before, your solicited advice and unsolicited advice will be Clay Connor. My microphone is skipping out. Appreciate you.
Thank you,
absolutely,
buddy. All right,
appreciate you, buddy. Thank y'all for coming out and hanging with us. I know there's a lot to see in this place and a lot to do. We are going to do this again tonight. Got some great guests lined up. Got some special guests lined up. It's the band is called the Fat Rascals. I blame Fat Cat Newton. He's got a lot to do with that fact. But we're going to kick things off at the Hunt Club starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Get there early, stay late. We're going to play music probably around 8, but we're going to do a live podcast. Going to try to broadcast it live if they've got good Wi-Fi. But be sure to come early and stay late. It's going to be a good time. If you've been to the Low Budget Live, you very much know that they get rowdy. This will be our fourth one. And I look forward to not having a voice tomorrow and maybe or maybe not feeling really bad. But I will see everybody. We'll have fun in the process. Take you out with some Biloxi Blues. Thanks to the Express Boats crew for always letting me do this here. I invade the booth early in the morning to set all this craziness up. Thank you to Dustin, who was here bright and early. Shame on the rest of you Express crew. He was in here wiping off boats and vacuuming and helping me setting this up this morning, even though he might not have felt so great. Maybe, just a little bit. I'm going to take you out with Biloxi Blues. Thank y'all so much for letting me do this. I'll see y'all tonight at the Hunt Club, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank y'all.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.